Leg two of the second round of the Canadian Championship goes tonight at ATCO Field at Spruce Meadows. Cavalry FC 1-1 after the first leg in Hamilton against Forge FC. Right down the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline we go. Calgary's number one entertainment destination for all playoff hockey. One big game left. Visit greyeaglesortandcasino.ca. Nick Ledgerwood joins us, the captain of Cavalry FC. First off, Nick, how are you feeling? You've been on the mend for a bit after, a bit of a knee issue a month ago or so.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better back running, so just a matter of time now before I can step into training. Hopefully get back, in the next 2 weeks is kind of the goal for me. But, you know, right now the boys are taking care of business, so it's all good.
I was going to say, it's got to be no fun at all to watch and not play, but at least this group, you know, is stringing results together. 7 wins and a draw, that's got to be probably better than your wildest dreams could have been at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think nobody expected the start that we've had, and it's just been great. The guys have been taking the momentum, and, you know, I think we do well with just taking one game at a time. And, you know, after every win, you know, we sit back and we say, okay, what did we do well? What could we do better? And we just go from there again, week in, week out.
How much is last year's success in the PDL and the core of winners that you brought from that group helped you get off to this good start in a brand new league where every team has got to basically start from scratch chemistry-wise?
Yeah, I think the winning culture that was created with the Foothills PDL team last year has just helped kind of, you know, set the tone for what we wanted to accomplish this season. And the culture that's been created now here in Calgary with all the guys coming in has been exceptional. Everyone stepped up. Everyone knows their role and everybody's doing their work.
So you got Mason Trafford back in the first leg as well. That's awfully nice, too. I know he was a big acquisition. What do you know about him, and how much is he going to help at full health when you get back as well? That's a pretty sturdy back line already.
Mason's a huge attribute to our team. Not only is he a great leader on the field, but, you know, he's our only left-sided center back that we have, and that's, you know, awfully rare to find. He's extremely comfortable playing the ball out of the back. And I think he's probably one of the best center backs in the league. So, you know, obviously having him at full strength, you know, will only propel our team, you know, even further here down the home stretch of the spring season.
How'd you take in the game from Hamilton last week? Were you there? Did you watch it from the computer?
Yeah, I watched it on TV. A couple of the guys that were injured came over and we watched it on TV. So, you know, I think that away, the away goal in any of these legs are extremely important. And I think, Nico Giantopoulos in net made some huge saves for us during the game to keep us in it. And then, you know, obviously we've scored a few late goals, and I don't think that comes down to luck. I think it just, you know, the mentality of our team just to fight until the end is unbelievable. And, you know, it's no coincidence that we do get those chances at the end of the game.
You're one of the elder statesmen of this group. You've represented Canada, I believe, 50 times, which is an incredible number. You were a guy that also had to leave Canada to pursue your soccer dreams as a teenager, heading over to Germany and playing in some big spots there. What sort of advice would you have for some of the youngsters on this team, like a, you know, Malik Hamilton or Victor Latoury?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you just got to keep plugging away. You gotta soak everything in like a sponge when you're that young. And you know, we have some great coaches, some great experienced players on this team that have a ton of knowledge and experience to share with them. You know, obviously their time will come. It might be a little tough right now just because of the quality that we do have on the team. But, you know, those two players that you mentioned have unbelievable talent and potential to be, you know, great players that could put on a Canadian jersey in the, you know, maybe 2026 World Cup. Who knows?
Wow. Yeah. No, that would be something, wouldn't it? And I feel like that those two players are exactly what this league is about. I feel like they were the guys that were either left behind or forced to go elsewhere like you had to at
100%.
Their age.
It's just given those players that needed an extra stepping stone to showcase their talent. And, you know, a lot of times in Canada, it was either you go to university or you make the big jump to an MLS team. And if you weren't on any of those kind of decisions for clubs, it was hard to keep progressing as a player. So I think that's exactly what the CPL is for, is to help these young players, you know, progress and show their potential furthermore throughout their playing career.
You guys have forged tonight, second leg. A victory gets you through to the third round of the Canadian Championship. That's certainly not a slam dunk. Do you see Forge as your stiffest competition in the league thus far?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're a talented team. They like to play. They got some great players on their team. But in saying that, you know, they haven't beaten us, and we played them twice away from home. So tonight's going to be a huge game, just because, you know, the carrot that's being hung after, you know, for the winner, they get to play against an MLS team, and I think that'll be huge for Calgary if we can bring the Vancouver Whitecaps here for the next leg of the Canadian Championships.
It's crazy. I'm looking at the schedule. July 10th, and then again in later July would be the second leg there, I believe the 24th. What would that mean to you? I know you played in Bundesliga, so it wouldn't be like, whoa, MLS, look at this. But, I mean, what would that represent for the CPL and for this roster to have the opportunity to play the Whitecaps?
Yeah, I think it just proves to everyone in Canada that we're on the right track here, and that it was the right decision to, you know, follow through with the CPL in a Canadian domestic league, to have these competitions and to have these, you know, rivalries and games that allow the Whitecaps to possibly come to Calgary and then us to go out in Vancouver and play. I think it'd be a great learning experience for all the boys as well, to be able to play in BC Place, to play against, you know, some of the best players in North America, and to test, you know, where these players are as far as their talent and their potential to maybe join an MLS team one day.
How much fun has playing at home been for you? I know you've missed a couple, but you also were there for a snowy home opener, and
yeah,
I believe you might have scored that day, or was the tour that had the diving header?
That was who scored that day? The snowy day. That was I think Jose Escalante.
He got one too.
That one. But yeah, I mean, I think today's going to be the first day where it's going to be really nice weather out for a home game. We've been a little unlucky with the weather. We've had, you know, snow, rain, wind, all of that. So I hope this kind of changes now and we get some nice weather here at Spruce. But, you know, the new stadium out at Spruce Meadows, the roof's up, everything's, you know, fixed with the parking. There's no complications anymore. So I think, you know, it's definitely a great experience for fans, for families to come out and enjoy a nice evening.
How impressed have you been with the atmosphere? The foot soldiers in that end zone with the building behind them. I've been really amazed how quickly and organically that's come along.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to see it grow right from the start here. I mean, there's only been, I think, four home games, and it seems like each home game that crowd gets a little bigger behind the goal. So I think they're definitely doing their part in recruiting more fans and more foot soldiers.
Last one for you. Most intimidating away atmosphere you've played in? I imagine we have to go back to Germany for that, or would it be a cap with Canada?
You know what? It's an easy answer for me, and it's Honduras. We've had a couple qualifying games down in Honduras, and that was by far the most intimidating atmosphere I've ever played in front of. And I joke around with Jose Escalante a little bit now, because when he came, he had a little joke. He was actually in the stadium with his dad watching the game where Canada lost 8-1 to Honduras.
I believe that was to get into the hex, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was on the field playing, and he kind of mentioned it to me, and it's a soft spot for me, so obviously I didn't talk about it too much, but yeah, by far the most intimidating atmosphere that I played in front of.
So walk us through it. Is it just noise? Is it getting into the stadium?
Yeah,
is it on the bus? Is it the heat? Is it all the above?
It's almost everything as soon as you land at the airport. You know, you have your security guards, and the people that actually work at the airport are already giving you dirty looks and telling you you're going to lose and you're going to, you know, it's just, to them, it's more than just a soccer game. It's a religion. It's something that, you know, they wait for every 4 years to try and qualify for the World Cup. And it's such a hunger in that country to be successful. And on that day, they actually made it a national holiday. We played at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it was about 35 above out.
Jeez.
It was a national holiday. So
full
they had,
humidity.
Yeah. They had 60,000 fans in the stadium.
Oh.
Everybody was there, you know, almost 2 hours before kickoff. So the fans were there right when we arrived at the stadium. And there was just this buzz throughout the stadium that was unbelievable. You couldn't even talk to the other center midfielder during the game. It was, yeah, and it's those kind of atmospheres that I think, you know, the players, other players in Canada deserve to, you know, to get involved in and experience, because you know, that only makes you stronger as a player. You know, going to Hamilton or going to York now, it seems like a nice little friendly environment.
Sure. Yeah. No kidding. After that, everything seems like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Is it Dortmund in Germany, the one with the big yellow wall? Did you get a chance to play there? Or no.
No, I never got a chance to play there. I went and watched a game there once, though, and that is unbelievable. I think they have 25,000 fans right behind the north goal there, and they're singing and dancing the whole game. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I love it. And you know what? It's coming along at ACKO Field of Spruce Meadows. I mean, it really is a unique atmosphere. You're bringing these other teams to altitude. You've got them on natural grass, which is kind of the outlier in this league. And they're at altitude as well. Those second halves, that can't be easy.
Yeah. And you can see it too. There's a, you know, although we're usually leading going into the second half, you can see the teams kind of dip in the last 10, 15 minutes where the game kind of opens up. But, you know, where we've had some big chances as well. And like you said, training at altitude and bringing those teams here where they're uncomfortable, it's definitely our home field advantage.
Enjoy tonight. Hopefully see you out
Thank
there.
You.
Do appreciate you sharing the time with us. It sounds like you got a little one right there with you. So multitasking and speedy recovery.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Ryan.
Okay, there's Nick Ledgerwood. He's the captain of Cavalry FC, currently out with a knee issue, but saying next couple weeks, hoping to be back. That would be unreal.